This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good and we are ready to venture forth in our fitness regime. We are ready to roll. I am pumped and I am ready.
That's awesome. So we're looking at overall wellness for the next 12 weeks. We're going to be really focusing on each week just having a new kind of idea to add. So it's not just about your fitness, but it's about looking at the food that you're eating. It's about setting some goals and looking at outcomes that will just enable you to live a life of a lot more vitality and energy, as well as being fitter and stronger.
That sounds quite appealing, I have to say.
That sounds good.
Where do you start with that? I mean, what do we do?
I think the first point we need to look at is to just have a look what your goals are. A lot of people start out on a new fitness program without really looking at where it is that they want to head. So what I challenge you to do is to sit down and have a good think about what your goals are. For one person, it might be about their fitness levels, just to be able to be more active to play with their children. For somebody else, it might be fat reduction. And for another person, it could be about increasing their resistance training or, you know, increasing their muscle mass. So it's not one program fits all. It's very specific to individual needs.
Okay. So we've got to sit down. We've got to figure out some actual goal. What's the danger in just jumping into this without having a goal in sight and just kind of going, I just want to be healthier. I just want to be more well.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And what might happen is that you get to the end of the 12 weeks and you say, well, what did that really achieve?
Yes.
Whereas if you sit down and work out, okay, by the end of 12 weeks, I want to be able to do two laps around the oval with my son without feeling like I'm going to faint, then that's a really good measure, and we can use that. It needs to be measurable.
Mm.
It needs to be realistic within the 12 weeks. And it needs to be something that you're motivated by, which will be totally different to what Aaron is motivated by.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just thinking, because really the goal I'm thinking of, I'd just like to feel weller. I'm not...
That sounds, weller even a word?
I guess so. I haven't really thought, because I do exercise now. I have been a little slack over the last month, but I have, and I'm getting back into the routine of like a couple of times a week, I do some pretty solid exercise. Mm-hmm. And diet, well, that always is pretty tough, so I can improve that 100%. Weight loss, yeah, look, that's just all a bit... I'm rather look at the fact of just being healthier and weller, I guess. But, I mean, that's not as
you need a goal.
Tangible as like running around. I mean, how can we shape that into a goal?
I think that if you're looking at overall wellness, it could be your energy levels.
Yep.
So you look at, I often use a ranking system, one being the poorest and five being the best. So you might just decide that you're going to look at your energy levels, and that might be how you wake up in the morning. It could be doing a food diary over the next few days, which is what I'm going to get you guys to do as well, to just start to look at what is the food that I'm putting into my body. Is it giving me energy? And it might be also how well you're sleeping. So it doesn't always need to be around exercise, but generally our bodies need to move more anyway, so it's always just going to be an added benefit.
Okay, now let's. I've got paper in front of me. Let's run through this now. Now, this is something that Aaron and I are going to do, and you can do it as well. We're going to put the info on our website, so you can go to hope1032.com.au and get a checklist of all this. But just for now, Suzanne, can we run through what we need to do? We need to think of some goals that we'd like to achieve.
Yes.
You were saying that we need to keep a record of what we eat this week.
Yeah, just about 3 days is a good indication, preferably sometime over the weekend, because generally people's diets look very different at the weekend than they do during the week.
Okay.
And we also just need the listeners to go on and just fill out a form to give them an idea if there's any health issues that they might just want to contact their doctor before starting any new program.
All right.
Health form as well. So the goals, record what we eat for about 3 days, and a health form. All that will be on the website. Anything else we should do before we commence our wellness regime?
No, I just want you guys to have a really good time with it and look at it as something that's just going to set you up for the rest of your life.
Excellent. Well, wow, that's quite a big...
Sounds good. I'm happy with that.
Good.
If you have any questions and you'd like to get in contact with Suzanne, you can go to shewillflourish.com. Suzanne, we will speak to you next week and we will be ready to get into our regime.
Wonderful. I can't wait.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.